For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on the phone with my brother, my friend, my brother. This guy has been in my life for a long time and been a supporter of mine, brother. Killer Mike, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. I'm in the middle of my wife's birthday celebration.
Oh, that's, wow.
That's
only,
right.
Only you're the only person in the world I do this for.
That's a love. Killer Mike, that's a good bromance. Happy birthday to your wife.
Happy birthday, Shayna. God bless you and keep you, and thank you for keeping my man safe.
Absolutely. Thank you. Happy born day, honey.
So we're on the phone. Killer Mike, before we go any further, last night you gave a speech, you were in tears. Before we get into that, a lot of people have been hitting me up when I said that you were going to be coming on and been asking about the Kill Your Masters t-shirt. And I want to give you a chance to please explain it. I know what it means, but a lot of people, it seems to me it's interesting to me that white people think they're talking about them as if they're masters. And it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny reaction. So can you explain?
When you a lot of time more conservative or libertarian and things of that nature, you get labeled a racist even when you don't feel yourself so. You have people like Jane Elliott out there who teaches the subtleties of racism, how it's systemic, it gets in you and you don't realize it, things of that nature. But it's not saying you're racist as much as this. A white attorney who's an associate of mine and a friend of my friend's called me and said, Mike, I think that shirt is problematic. And I said, why would you think the Kill Your Master shirt is problematic? He said, because I think it incites division amongst black and whites, incites violence, particularly the white people. I said, what makes you assume that I would ever accept you as my master?
Right.
And what I mean by that is, your mind state is so fixated on perceiving me as thinking you're my master, I'm talking about slavery, you don't get that what I'm truly talking about is the mastery of whatever is over you, whatever masters you. For me, it's sugar and muffins.
Right.
So therefore, I got to work out a lot more, not just eat so much sugar and muffins. But I also asked him, before we get off the phone, let me ask you a question. He said, what? I said, what other advice would you give a true slave?
Wow.
So I want people who are offended by that shirt to think about that. Because what did we, in 1776, celebrate? What do we celebrate on July 4th?
The Killing your masters. I hope we did too.
See, Killer Mike, I told Shelly, I said, Shelly, get Scotty B on the phone. Tell Killer B he has a fresh mouth.
Killer Mike.
And Killer Mike, he has a fresh mouth. And Killer Mike's having fun.
Hey, your bosses can't be mad. I did it on CNN last night.
You did. You did it all over the place.
So I apologize. They say intelligent people are messy and cursed.
Right.
So there you go.
So if
you ain't trying to be my master, I ain't trying to kill you. If you are, that shirt certainly applies. But bigger than that, we have to stop leaning on the system as our master, and we have to self-master ourselves and self-regulate in a better way in this country so that we don't break it apart forever.
Absolutely. So let's go to the speech last night that you gave. You were in tears. What prompted the tears? What brought that on? Where did those tears come from?
I think if you listen to the speech, that answers the question. So I would like to challenge people to go listen. I would like to say the only reason I was there was because my friend, my dear friend and rapper who often gets a bad rap, T.I., whittled me down over the course of an hour to go. I had no intention of going. I had solutions in there. Because I'm tired. I rioted in 92. My friends rioted with me. My father's time, they rioted in the 60s. We have been repeating the same cycle of those in power abusing the proletariat. It is what that police officer did to that man by leaving his knee on his neck for 7 to 9 minutes was murder. And we watch it over and over again like porn. And instead of indicting the murderer and the three other officers who sat there and witnessed a murder, we indict one another about racial divisions, about class divisions, about the most ignorant and stupid poo. Since I can't say what I really want to say,
right.
we indict each other, and what we never do is fix the system. And I'm ashamed of us for it. And we can do better. And at some point, we're going to have to look at something and see the same thing. Because you can't look at that and say you didn't see a human being's life leave his body within 7 to 8 minutes. You can't look at that and say that officer had a man down, handcuffed behind his back, should have had the empathy to say, let me put him in the back of the car or at least lean him against the car. At a certain point, we're just going to have to admit the system is broken. At a certain point, we're going to have to say to ourselves that the people who are policing us, no matter if they look like us or not, they may have too much power. We don't have enough power on citizens' review boards. We do not have the ability to hold patrol officers accountable. And we don't do enough in terms of civic interaction with parole officers, aside from traffic stops and just throwing them in the fray when the worst occurs. So I am the son of a police officer. I'm the cousin and comrade to two police officers and many others that I know that are my brothers in tow I went to school with that I love. And I also am a citizen of a municipality. I voted for a mayor. I expect to be treated as other citizens are and for my rights to be recognized. And when I see a black man in another place, now I'm in Atlanta.
Right.
So my speech was only from Atlanta. If you're not from Atlanta, don't worry about what I was saying because you're not going to understand because you didn't grow up here.
Right.
But to other places, what I'm saying is you're going to have to start treating people fairly. The police department is going to have to start being representative. The police at policing area should be familiar with people like the people in those areas, meaning if I'm a white cop, I should have a black friend. I should have went to a school or a college where I interacted with black people before I became a cop. If I'm a black cop, I would rather you be patrolling neighborhoods where the little boys who are 13 look like your sons and cousins so that you can engage them.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.